maybe 9:30, or maybe 9:15. So they are not to have the, to show the ropes, no? Mm-hmm. How to make the rope, no? To wear the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
You see what is now in the Vinaya notes. So what are this? What or something? 106, no? Table 105. Mm. There is allegation to be made against you, Bhikkhu. Sila Vibhati. Achara Vibhati. Did you hear that? Okay. Table 105, 106. Who is going to be saying? Vishuddhananda, you can read.
Okay. 表 166，四种对给布举罪的方式：一、事显示，发现过犯的具体事项并举罪，如杀害动物等；二、过犯显示，发现过犯所属之类别并举罪，如犯八拉七巴；三、拒绝共住，拒绝与犯戒者共同进行结盟；四、拒绝礼敬。
拒绝礼敬犯戒者。嗯。Okay. So it's not. Now here about DTV party. It is number three. How we can? It is about like Aditta monk. Aditta monk who had the wrong views, no? That is regarding that. It's not about, let me see, for example, whether he believes in rebirth or like that. Okay? Whether he has some wrong views about Paticca-samuppada, for example. It's not like that, because it's about from the Dhamma point of view. But from the Vinaya point of view, if he has some wrong views regarding rules, how they should be observed, of course, then one can make allegations against him.
So you're talking about number three or number?
Number three, DT, because the next is rest is easy, no? To understand.
戒是坏，正明是坏，光明是坏，这些都很多人容易理解。然后呢，那么就是刚才第三个那个戒是坏，我们之前学的那个在巴西电影里边学过一个例子，就是那个阿丽扎比库呢，然后那个他因为那个因为持有邪见，就是说那个娱乐不占道，这样的这些就是这样的戒戒。所以说那个住比库就认定他为戒是坏，然后那么就这个。
Vajiyavipati, this is about livelihood, kula dusaka and so what? This is Vajiyavipati. Or making, asking from lay people. Vinyatis means making request from lay people which have not invited him or are not relatives.
这个活命失败就可以包括我们之前说的无家罪，还有就是那个未经居士邀请向居士索取不允许的物品，而这也是活命失败。Okay,
now about that, what was that? Any questions here?
对不对？还是怎么？
展示。
展示什么？
展示神通。
啊。啊，这个如果是对不达成展示神通，就会有这个数据水平方式在往上升。
啊。So he is asking about this Adivabhikati. Does it include that showing psychic powers, exhibiting psychic powers to Anupasampanna?
Which one?
Exhibiting.
No, about Adivabhikati.
Yes, yes, Adivabhikati.
Yes, he's all like hinting, or making a hint. If one wants to get some material gains. Then one can, Ajiva Vipati, there are many ways how I can follow Ajiva Vipati. Sahi Bhavas is one. So, even if one has no Sahi Bhavas, to pretend that one has Sahi Bhavas, to pretend, for example, the way one walks, one eats, slowly, not to attract the attention of others, so that they will think, oh, he must be very holy man, monk, let them give him more requisite to get merit. So if he does with this kind of invitation, it's called Ajiva Vipati.
He
does not tell anything, it's just only by bodily movements. Okay.
Also he's asking that by exhibiting psychic powers to lay people in order to get material gain. So what is the offense for that? Pachiti or something?
No, no, it is not. It can be Bharatic offense.
No, exhibiting psychic power. No?
Huh?
Exhibiting real psychic power, not.
Yeah, because this is Uttaremanasana. You want to show the Uttaremanasana. It can be Dulachaya or go to the Parajika. Dulachaya, there are Dulachaya cases. If one does directly that the people understand that this is a monk who has Sahi powers, in order to get material gains, okay, that's called high verbality, there is directly. So then it's Parajika. But if he does it indirectly, there are Dulachaya.
It's not Parajika, it's Pachiti, Buddha Arochana.
Arochana it is, you tell, not for material gains, you just inform the other person. From the other way, for example, someone asks Piku, do you want to have jhana? He said, yes. It is Pachiti. Not because you want to save material gains, but for material gains, Papicha, with material gains, but it has to deal with Parachika.
It's true, it's real.
Yes, it is pretending. He tells, exhibits, he has real powers. He means he has...
Real.
Real powers?
Yes.
Ah, right. I thought pretending to be.
No, it's not.
So, if it is real and so forth, yes, they are now exhibiting. It has to do with a pachita event, but if one does it, it is true, but one does it with intention to... for material gains. Okay? So, that is Ajiva Vipati. He wants to make livelihood out of that.
然后，So he's asking that exhibiting psychic power belongs to Kaya Kamma or Manokamma.
Kaya Kamma, exhibiting, you don't talk, you just lift yourself from in the air. Everybody will see. In that moment you don't talk. That's called. But you do it out of the... to exploit the situation in order to get material gains. So that is what actually you have this. You do. You have this kaya kama. But if that intention is evil intention, that you get to exploit the people. So of course, Ajiva Vipati. You make a vinyati. A vinyati is not You use the Sahih power to make a vinyati. It's called a request. Look, I am showing this to you, but you have to give me this and that.
But he didn't do any body movements.
What is now? What is to? How to exhibit Sahih powers now?
Yes.
You can actually exhibit it by lifting the air. What I'm telling you,
yes.
You lift your body in the air. That is Sahih power.
Okay.
You don't talk,
okay.
But you do it with intention to impress the people to get material gains.
Yes.
That is why actually it is true Sahih power, but you use it just to get material gains. This ajivepati. You make a vinyati. That's called. You use the Sahih powers to make a hint to the people. Look. We have these powers, can you give us something like that? It's like asking like a beggar. Like a beggar, he puts his hand in front of the people, he does not talk. That's called asking the people like that. The same way a monk with a Sahih power, he lifts his body up, you know, to show to the people, look, can you give me some material gains? So that is ajivepati.
然后他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他 So he's asking that under which conditions does a monk, I mean, use his sacred power in front of unobservant people, and he will not fall into offense.
So, first of all, you must know that the Buddha prohibited monks to exhibit sacred powers. All right. That is, took an offense by doing like that. Not for whatever reason. Okay, first of all.
Exhibiting to anybody, even to bhikkhus, you mean?
To exhibit sacred powers to anybody, okay, together. Okay. All right. So, second point is that he did not prohibit all sacred powers. Okay? So then, he prohibited only vikupana iti. Vikupana means one use one's own body to manifest some sahi powers, right? Like lifting the air, walking in the air, walking on water, and so forth. When everybody can see the body of a monk. This is called vikupana iti. This is the iti he prohibited. Okay? But he did not prohibit it. It is called aditana iti. Aditana iti. I explain this. So then, you first explain this, otherwise forget.
No, 比方说就是你身体的变化是可以让自己身体变化是可以让对方看见，比方说你有身体力和把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己把自己
may this happen, and it happens. Example. There was one monk, what was his name? Samidhi or something like that. So then, he was dwelling alone in the forest. So then, Nandayaka, he came in, I don't know, Nandayaka, Upasaka, so was he came and he told one day, I heard monks saying vows, but I have never seen myself. Is it possible for me to see, for me to believe that such things exist? And he requests from them Samidhi to show him something for him to believe. So then Samidhi, he told him, okay, you collect grass and dry sticks, put them together and put your cloth upon them, upon that. So then that Upasaka did like it. And then Samidhi went to inside his kuti. And that Upasaka was outside. So then from the hole or the keyhole, then Samidhi determined that fire will go through the keyhole, burn the grass and sticks, but not the cloth. So then, and he did like that. The Upasaka from outside, he was looking out to his cloth, who was on his grass and the sticks. And suddenly he saw the whole grass under the cloth was burning, becoming ashes. But his cloth was intact. Did not burn at all. He was shocked. This can happen. So then, now, according to this story, which is Sanyuti Nikaya, Samidhi did not show himself. Okay. He was hidden in his kuti. He did not show his body. How he did it, how he performed it, the Upasaka did not understand. So then, therefore, this is not Vikupana iti, it is called Atitana iti, with determination. On determines, may this happen and it happens. So then, and then, to finalize the story, is that Alimeli, the Upasaka, he was so impressed and he invited Samidhi to stay there and that he wants to support him for life. But Samidhi left next day, never to come that, in that place again. Just because he knew he is not going to gain any material gain because of this show of material, not show of anything, of this performance of Sahiba. So therefore that goes, he did it with a pure intention, okay, and he did not fall into any offense.
然后有个就是然后听说有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有有 能干到草木上面。然后这个就这样做好了之后，然后这个笔户那个就进入自己的故地里边，然后把门锁上。然后这个巨石还站在外面。然后这个笔户就另有决议。然后从那个钥匙孔里边，从碎片里面那个钥匙孔里面放着，然后他决议就是让这个火，烧掉那个草木，但是不烧掉这草木，上放那块布，然后他这样决议之后，那火就真的把那个草木全部烧成灰，但是那个布完好无损。然后这个故事是在那个相应故里边。然后因为这个笔会在显示这个神通过程中呢，他整个是在自己故地里边。然后这个就是完全看不到是那个他的身体，然后也看不到他是怎样显示这个身体。但是因为这件事儿，这个就是对这个笔户是生了很大信心。然后那个就是那个想为这个笔户造一个故地，然后要请这个笔户住在这里。但是这个笔户呢，那个他并没有意愿就是通过自己这个是那个自己的神通获得任何那个利益，所以他第二天就离开了，然后就没有再再再再再 在那个地方住。他说在这个例子里边呢，这个比丘是无罪的。那个因为他显示神通，而是出于神圣，那个是出于一种纯净的东西，而不是为了获取物质方面的利益。
So there was another case also with then Moggal Putta Tisatera in the third council. So this story that Ashoka the king, he requested also from Moggal Putta Tisatera the Arahat to show him a Sahi power. Okay. So then, because the request was so strong, so very Mongola Putta Tisatera, so then he told the king, Ashoka king, so the bearer, you put horses in apart from each other. He said, Darian, he told me, so meter far away we put a horse. Okay. So another horse you put this side, another horse put this side, and so he told him how to put the horses far away. So then, and he told him, Ashkol, to stay away now, to come back now. He said that the Arahat, Ashkol, here, okay, the king, okay. So then, and he told me to watch. And what Moggali Putta Tisatera did? Now this is the land, no? All his land. So he determined that this land was called from inside the horse's leg. These are four legs of the horse, no? This land from this side, this land from this side, from this side and so forth, should shake. But the rest of the land should not move. Okay? And then, Ashkol, the king saw that the land was shaking, and he see that the two legs of the horses, they were shaking like that. But the other two legs from outside, they would be stable. This side was like that, this side like that. And the king was shocked. He said, it's impossible. It is the soil of the earth. How you can move that soil like that, and the rest of the soil becomes steady? So that was a miracle for him. So now Moggali Putta Tisatera used his aditana, determination. He make a determination of patadikasina. Okay, that's why he moved this part of the soil, but the other was not moving, not shaking, like earthquake, small earthquake. Yeah, like a small earthquake here, but here no earthquake. So then, but he did not do it with intention to gain any material gains from the king.
这个是这样的，就是在第三次阶级的时候，那个主持人第三次阶级那个目犍连子弟去长老，然后他那个他是阿拉汉，然后这个拿完玉皇山他是阿拉汉，然后就那个强烈说说你显个神通给我看。然后呢，因为他这个要求很强烈，所以说这个目犍连子弟就答应了。然后他就跟禹王说，就是你要看神通的话呢，你就是找人名牌地面，然后放上四匹马，而四匹马之间隔得很远，这一匹。然后这四个点呢，就是这一匹马的那四条腿。然后他这地方画一条线，就是说把他那个他那等于是在每一匹对每一匹马来说，在这个线里面有两个腿。啊，在线外面呢，就，然后这个目犍连子弟长老就光一起就站在这个外面这个圈外面，然后呢，这个目犍连子弟长老他就入那个地面，入地面之后呢，然后他随意让圈里面土地震动，然后让圈里面土地不震动，他这样随意之后呢，然后这个里边这个圈里那土地开始震动。然后因为这土地开始震动，完前面土地不震动。然后因为这样，所以说这四匹马，然后他们里边那个土，他们里那个在圈内的两腿开始震动。 然后东西千万拿走，就把我保持不动。然后这个阿育王看了景象之后非常吃惊，他说这都是大地上土壤，你怎么能让他们一部分动一部分不动？然后那个这个，然后这他那个就像目前的子，目前的子地上他表示他那个这个显示的身份就属于一个这一身份，但是东西也是纯净的，而不是为了图物质利益。
So therefore now these sahi powers can be those who possess, they can show to lay people, but there are dangers, okay. Dangers, what's for, because some monks, they can generate a lot of kilesas. Now, this when Samidhi, when Mogali Buddha Tesara, they were arahats, therefore they do not have any kilesas. But others, putujanas, who show these kind of sahi powers, so then they can kind of can get kilesas because they get famous. People run after them. They come to the monastery for visit. There's no time to practice vipassana meditation. Problems.
就是显示，但是这样就是有危险的，就是说那个会可能会引起烦恼，就是说因为那个像刚才举这两个例子，这两个例子里边，这两个比库杜沙拉汉他们是没有烦恼，所以他们显示不存在这个问题。但是对于一个凡夫来说，如果是你标准的身份，然后就跟那个在家人显示了，就很容易起烦恼。然后那个在家人看到你这个有这种神奇的问题，就开始在背后天子在后面跟着你，然后天天去那个去访问你所在寺庙，然后这样的话就没有时间尤其学习观察。So he is asking that what do you mean by making assertions here? So in the English version.
That's good. The allegations, in which allegations can be made against the people. So he's asking what do you mean by allegations here?
How do you translate in Chinese?
Huh?I translate that into assertions. I don't know. I translate that into assertions. I don't know.
Assertions?
Assertion.
Assertion?
I don't
know. Allegation can be made against you. If you make allegation against, it's like accusation like that. Allegation is, let me see, what is the meaning of allegation?
So does it mean we keep a near camera something?
No, allegation does not have to do with Akivaniyakama. Allegation is some claims, no?
Claims.
Claims against. Claim that this bhikkhu has done something like that.
It's just a claim or it's a complaint?
Complaint can you also include. Let me see, I have to check.Allegation is a statement saying that someone has done something wrong. It's a claim, a statement. It's called a bhikkhu. On bhikkhu A tells about bhikkhu B that bhikkhu B has done something wrong. This allegation is a claim. It can be all like synonyms. Let me see if I see synonyms.
So do you know the Pali for that? I mean, is there any the Pali?
Claim, accusation, assertion, charge. These are the synonyms. Now, accusation is, I don't know what it's called, akosa. Pali is, the next is about accusation, no?Maybe not direct accusation, but one tells someone that bhikkhu has done something wrong. Okay, the action itself. The action. But what was the offense? He does not mention the offense. Something like that.
他说这点善的意思是指控那个比库，你做做了一件错事，但是你并没罪，他犯了什么罪，就只控诉做了错事而已。这个指控是向循环指控，还是只是对那个比库提个建议呢？
So he's asking that this kind of accusation is necessary for this accusation to be submitted to the Sangha, or is this accusation just serves as an advice to the Bhikkhu himself?
No, accusation is you can accuse a Bhikkhu directly to his face or in his absence also.
In his absence, that means to the
yes, he tell you to the. The other Bhikkhus, that he has done he is holding to Parajika, directly tell Parajika.
Okay.
And then, or something like that, any offense, he falls into Pachiti offense because he killed an animal. So, directly, one tells the offense. Now, allegation is, if you tell he done something wrong, he killed an animal. But does not tell what the offense is or like that, or she for the Parajika or Sangha disease or something like that. He does not feel that offense. So now here one can actually do it by these accusations, as it indicates here. Can not only be done by verbal expression, but by refusing to pay respect. Okay, that is only one accuses you.
Just a minute.
So this word accuse and the word allegation here is actually the same verb, no? This word alleged here, and let's go here. Accused actually the same word, the same meaning here.
I told you now the difference is that now with allegation, you just tell what that monk has done wrong. Now he killed a mosquito, but you don't tell what the offense is.
But this is not what Vinayana tells. But you can say the first one. The first one, Vatu Sandasana, is only tell the Vatu. It didn't tell Apati, no?
Sandasana means seeing the Vatu. But accusing, no, they're accusing, seeing that, but he tells accusing. Sandasana is seeing the Vatu.
Yes.
Okay, now accusing, the accusing is how he accuse it. Okay, now Vatu Sandasana means just to see. Sandasana is to see what the offense, the action he does, okay?
So it only means seeing or...
Sandasana means only seeing. You see it, but then you accuse. The word Sandasana doesn't mean accuse. It's akosana.
No, it's not...
Not mentioned here. It's confusing.
But it's the ways of accusing. That means you accuse this bhikkhu. But what is your proof or evidence to accuse this bhikkhu? Then this is the evidence.
Now, there are two nouns here, okay?
Uh-huh.
It is Sandasana is one, because the bhikkhu has seen. A scene as called what that monk did.
It's
called, and then that is Sandasana. But he puts another verb here, accusing, okay? Mentioning it. And accusing, mentioning it. I don't know what it's called. Accusing is the second step. Second step after Sandasana. Okay? This accusing is actually you directly tell what the offense is. It's not mentioned here.
Okay.
All right. But allegation is you just tell what other monk is wrong is done, but you don't mention what the offense is. You don't accuse him.
Okay.
You get just a fact. Oh, he killed the mosquito.
Okay.
That's all. Okay.
Okay.
He has stolen this kind of things.
Okay.
But he does not. You don't tell he is falling to Parajika because you don't know the value.
Okay.
What the value of that is. Therefore, you don't jump into the conclusion that he is falling to Parajika. Maybe he is falling to Dukkata. Maybe he is falling to Lachaya.
Okay.
So therefore, now allegation is more restrained statement. Uh-huh. Restrained statement.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You see some monk taking something from the table and you think he stole it. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's allegation.
Mm-hmm.
It's called. But you don't know whether he is falling. Dukkata, Tulachaya, Parajika, you don't accuse him.
Mm.
Okay, you only make a statement that he has done something wrong.
Mm.
But accusation is actually you attack him.
Mm.
Attack that man. Mm. Tell him you have fallen Parajika, you have fallen Pachita, you have fallen this offense.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
You directly go the offense. Here it's not mentioned.
Mm.
This is Akosa.
相当于那个他刚才已经解释了，已经解释完了，对。然后没了。没有，那我就这个地方把它记住，我刚刚就讲一下，和你这稍微有点联系的，跟你讲一下吧。就是说那个表106，那个四种对比库举罪的方式，你不举罪这个词改成指控吧，因为我如果说举罪这个词的话，它可能你们会认为是那个举罪干嘛？
对。
所以说这个四条改一下，然后那跟前面就跟106那个指控实际上是有这两个表示有联系的，是有联系的，但他又说又不是完全一样，所以说我就不细说。然后他说那个表106那个第一个和第二个，然后他说那个发现了，就是特指是看见，对。
大家想起吗？我还想问一下那个表106里的那个第二的那个正行失坏，正行失坏是不是要达到那个犯戒的程度？比如说像昨天长老说的那个，就是那个不上过穿拖鞋，穿就上过光着脚，他穿鞋的这种，像那种什么，就是这个人不爱洗澡，身上有味儿，这种习惯是不是就算了？
Okay. So he's asking that about table 105, second acara vipati. So he's asking that for this kind of acara vipati, does it mean that this bhikkhu's bad habits has already reached the extent of falling into an offense? For example, if he saw a senior monk standing in front of him without slippers. But he didn't remove his own slippers, and he didn't ask permission from that senior monk. So that means he falls into an offense. Or in some other cases, he has some bad habits. So for example, he didn't take any bath. He didn't take any bath. Yes.
Okay.
I said bath, no.
Okay. I don't.
I said bath. Okay, so then he's telling that for this kind of thing, he will not find any offense, but it's a bad habit because the smell from his body may disturb others. So he's asking that does it also fall into the category of acara vipati?
No, about the smell of the body.
Oh.
Well, that is not acara vipati. There are other things.
Oh.
Actually, therefore now the slippers and so forth is acara vipati.
Oh.
But now whether you don't wash your mouth
or
yourself like that, for example, you have bad mouth smell.
No, today I washed.
Yeah?
Today I washed.
Ah, okay, very good, very good. No empathy.
Okay.
So then some days you don't wash.
Okay.
Therefore now it is actually has nothing to do.
Okay.
So then it is nothing to do with scholar, with Vinaya. It is advice by the Buddha, for example, about bad smells of the body, to how to, as an advice, the tolerance, how to wash the mouth, how to wash the body, and so forth. But there are nothing to do with acharya vipati, because acharya vipati is to do with something really which offends other, not offends, but it's a disrespect for others, like that. Therefore, this is not included there. Acharyapati is not included there. Why? I don't know. Maybe Indians are clean. In the Buddha's time, they were not so dirty. They were clean. Therefore, there was nobody, even Chabakya Bhikkhus, maybe they were so clean.
Okay.
So, nobody instigated the Buddha to make a rule about others on it. Okay? So then, therefore, but there are in Chulavagabali advice for the Buddha. What are the tensions, for example, do I have ashkola towards the mouth? Ashkola. But if you don't do it, you fall into any offense, it's not mentioned. But I have to check again, maybe.
Okay.
It's a long time I have not seen that passage. So better you also check, no?
然后那个他说这个人平时不洗澡这种，他说那个这是正心失败，那个那个一个是你说那个他那个见上座不脱鞋，然后他自己没脱鞋，然后这肯定是算的。然后他说正心失败主要是指对别人不恭敬的那种，不恭敬。
但是你说你那个吸那个不洗澡，包括不吸嘴这种，这都是那个就这都不算正心实话。那就是说这种不恭敬是不是得要，比如说就是像大比萨维那提到一些恶作，就是要是那个标准吗？要恶作还是？
So he's asking that for this kind of disrespect, is it necessary for this kind of disrespect to reach the extent to get a party, to become achara vipati? Is it necessary for this kind of? Just now you're talking about this achara vipati is a kind of disrespect, no?
Can be disrespect, can be other things also. Because Acharyapati, many rules are Chulavagabali. If you read so many other rules about Acharyapati. Okay, now even what is called? There are many, many other rules also about it. Because it's a list of things.
Yes, but
we have now, Kisi, it's called Law. Migodabandi told me not to go to that extent just to for the exams.
Okay.
If I explain that and so forth, you'll be shocked. Because now, Vishuddhimagga gives a whole list. But in Chulavagabali, you can find many other things. So therefore, it is not a disrespect, even behavior, wrong behavior. So there are many, many things. I can't include only one under the heading of disrespect, all Acharyapati comes. There are other many things which are different headings.
Yeah, but he's asking that for this Acharyapati, is it necessary in order to allege some bhikkhu has already fallen to Acharyapati, is it necessary, does it mean that if a bhikkhu has already incurred Acharyapati, then that also means he has already fallen to dukkha offense? Is that true?
He has fallen dukkha of it, but you see now here, now, if he is sick, for example, he wears his slippers, he is sick, okay, in front of the senior ones. So he does not fall into offense. Therefore, he does not get the permission. But he, as called, he does not remove his slippers, but he does not fall into offense. It is gilana, it is sick. Now, if people who make allegation, he just make a statement. Rahman wears slippers. Is that correct? Okay? So therefore now, but he does not tell that man has fallen. Dukkata is fallen. This offense. He does not make accusing. Therefore you must tell, there must be a difference. Allegation is just a statement that someone does something wrong. But he does not tell what is offense.
Okay.
Is it dukkata?
Okay.
Is it pachitya? Or something like that. If he tells like that, it is accusation. Accusing.
Okay.
Therefore now, a monk can make allegations, as called, because it's more reserved. More reserved statement. Okay. Because you don't know maybe that monk is sick. So if he is sick or so forth, he is accepted from offense.
Okay. 他说那我跟你讲三点嘛，就是第一点就是说这个表105的这个断言和表106的举罪，那个就是说表106那个举罪你可以直接把它分成指控。他说表105的断言和那个和106的指控还是不一样，就是表105断言只是一个陈述，就是只是把你所见到的一个事实，然后那个用这四种方式给陈述一下，但是你并不直接指控他犯了什么罪。然后那个这是第一点。然后第二点呢，就是说你刚说我刚跟你说那个不恭敬，他说那个也不限于不恭敬，就是正心失坏，他也不限于那个不恭敬，但是在消费者还有那个其他许多的方面，他不一一给你列举的，因为一一列举的话是那个是没有时间。然后那个第三点就是说，那个一个比库，对另外一个比库下代言说的是正心失坏，这并不代表那个另外一个比库已经犯了恶作。然后举个例子，这样的就比方说一个上座比库，那个准备没有穿拖鞋，那个站在一个下座比库跟前，然后这下座比库呢，那个他是个病，那个他有病，他身体有病，所以说那个他没有跟那个上座比库情有契合，然后那个他也没有把自己拖鞋摘下来，然后他就在那站着。这种情况下，因为这个下座比库是病比库，所以他不犯任何戒，但是比方说是站在旁边的一个比库。因为他不知道这个比库是个病比库，他可以对这个下的比库那个下一个断言，说他那个说他这种行为属于正因失坏，但是他说这个正因失坏就并不表示那个这个比库已经犯了恶作，对。
He's asking that if a monk he didn't do this reflections on the four he didn't do the reflection on the consumption of the four requisites for each day, then what kind of vipati is that?
Vipati?
Yes.
This is called ajiva vipati. Ajiva because he.Uses requisites for the living, for his own living, without reflecting upon them.
他属于第四种佛命失坏，就是那个他使用了自己的字句，然后他却没有对那个字句进行如法请示。
但这个不需要
禅
觉的。
所以他
穿着说吧，应该。
Also, he's asking that, is there any dukkha for that?
Yes, now, you see, this belongs to the ajiva parisuddhi sila. Ajiva parisuddhi sila, by reflecting the requisites, pindapata and so forth, it is the purification of ajiva. Okay. There are dukkhas for that if you don't reflect. Yes, correct. And then, that is a commentary explanation. So, therefore, now, even if...one sleeps, for example, one gets up in the morning without even reflected what requisites one has used the previous day is dukkha offense. That is for common practice here, this forest monastery and so forth now, it's called to, before going to sleep, to make certain that one has reflected about all the requisites one has used.It's called the four requisites one is used the whole day. So then that is the pachavekana, atita pachavekana. You can do it before going to sleep. Now, for example, in the vihara, they do it in the night. They do it every day in the vihara. So I think after the chanting, like that, they do it. So therefore, this is atita pachavekana, which one reflects, it's called all the requisites one used that particular day.
So if before sleeping this pachavekana is already done, then it's not necessary to do it in the next morning.
Because one covers the whole day, whatever it is I've used today.
Okay.
It tells them, what this was for this purpose and so forth, then I can reflect. So then, therefore now, in the following day, he is free of having dukkha.
Okay.说那个根据著书里边解释，就比方说你第一天用过思绪，如果说到了第二天早晨起来的时候，你还没有进行醒思的话，那就已经犯了恶作了。 所以说在我们这个现在看寺院里面，一般比较通行的方法就是你在那个睡觉之前，就请寺院那个今天见所用的寺字句，然后一般上是他们在吃，如果你参加晚饭的话，他们上晚课的时候就要念那个寺字句请寺。但是如果说你前天睡觉之前你已经请寺过了，那第二天早上就不需要请寺，也不会犯问题。
So then the Saratadipani in the sub-commentary tells if, for example, as the bhikkhu has forgotten, not he did it deliberately, so then and on the following day he remembers it, then he can reflect. That's called whatever requisites I used yesterday, not today, not ajja. It's called hiyo. It's called hiyo means yesterday. Then one can make the Atita Pachavekana about yesterday.
然后那个就应该不主说，他说如果说那个就比库他忘了那个在当天在当天那个醒思，他用过自己，不是故意的，就是只是忘了那个在当天醒思哈。那他那个在第二天早上醒来时候，他可以把这个醒思补上，就是那个醒思自己昨天用过自己。然后这种形式成为对过去的形式。
如果写字的时候在念八力的时候并不知道什么意思，然后
是一定要念八力吗？
我的意思就是说，就参加网课的时候，只是跟大家一起念八力，然后他并没有注意是到底什么意思，那这个形式是有效的，知道？如果他能够的话。
So he is asking that while this bhikkhu is doing this pachavekana, he is only reciting the pali without understanding of the meaning of the pali. Then is this pachavekana valid or not?
It's not valid because you have to understand the meaning. You don't know the value of that and so what all these things. You just reproduce sound. Sound. Noise, you just produce a noise.
他说如果你不理不理解其实那个意思的话，你这形式无效，你只是在制造永生或者噪音。
Pachavekana means you mentally reflect. Not on the beauty of the sound, not on the beauty of the sound, but beautiful you chant.
他说那个形那个形思那个词，意思是你在那个在心里边那个形思，而不是说你唱的多好听。
So then, the one of the especially these requisites, one can feel, falls into depth by using them without reflection. Into depth means one thinks, look.Other people, they work very hard to get this food, and I'm eating this. And I'm starting feeling guilty. Guilty because I guess he. So. Oh, I think maybe these people give me these things, no? I should also do something for them. One feels also obliged. Feels obliged. So, and then I think, look.I just eating free food, no. I did not go to work, and it is not good for me to eat this food like that. So I feel like guilty, and but I eat this. And some monks they feel like not easy, and they get blame from others. Or you get other people, for example, your parents telling you eat some free food only, you don't do anything, you lazy fellow.So they will tell you like that, no? And you feel more guilty. But if you reflect that you're eating this food not for any other purpose, not for fun, not for this purpose and so on, but to support your holy life, no? And not to, increase your appetite for more food. So that you can restrain your passion.So, and then these feelings of depth, being in depth, or feeling guilty, or feeling obliged for other people, it does not arise.
He said, 然后都是非常生命，就是你都有非常生命的意思，就是说你使用这些资讯呢，就会自己的心里面就会觉得很内疚，很惭愧。对吧？那个就比方说那个，你可能会想啊，人们那个免费给我使用这各种各样的资源，然后我为这些人做什么呢？然后那你这样开始，你就开始这样想的时候，当你然后你再使用那个资讯，你心里面就会就非常惭愧。然后如果旁边有三人就这样责备你，看你明天那个就什么事儿都不做，就只是那个设施，然后就是个懒人。然后你要这样，他们要这样责备你的话，你心里面就更加那个觉得惭愧。然后呢，然后但是你如果就那个如果说你是那个，行思我吃个食物，那个是为资助自己的贪心，不是为贪图美味。然后当你这样醒思之后呢，你就可以那个控制贪欲，然后那个惭愧，内疚这类情绪也不会在你心中那个升起。
第三项和第四项，就是那个犯戒者，他那个犯戒要严重到什么程度，然后才要用这个第三项和第四项。
So he's asking that for table 126. So there's some vasapadikip and some ichipadikip. So he's asking that to what kind of offenses does a bhikkhu have to make these two kind of padikipas? To the one who has already fallen into an offense.
What kind of offense?
Yes.
Any offense? You do get offense?
Any.
That's because you just refuse to pay respect. Don't offend. So that is actually, it is to. At the same time, you see now. It is a kind of accusation, and does it with even mind, not with anyway, I suppose. I can make that is an accusation.
So if this monk has fallen into dukkha offense, you can refuse to worship him. But how about number three? Refuse to live together with him.
Number three.
Yes, refuse to
be. You don't like to stay in the same monastery like that. You don't like to stay in the same kuti with him.
Or to refuse to do vinayakarma with him, something like that.
Vinayakarma with him. Yeah, to participate in vinayakarma with him.
Okay. 他说那个儿子，即使是他只犯了恶作剧，你都可以用这两种拒绝的方式，就是说你可以那个，比方说第三个，你可以那个不光是不跟共同举行干嘛，你甚至可以拒绝共同的住在一个屋檐下，甚至那个不和他共同住在一个寺院。大家想
那就那个，比如说那个是前一天发现那个这个不犯一些，比如说那个恶作或者是犯戒，然后但是那个他第二天可能是忏，他前天晚上可能就已经忏戒了，忏对他的那这个时候如果第二天那个没有发现他是在犯戒，但是我记得他昨天犯戒，这个时候如果对他不理解是
你为什么不问一下呢？
啊，
你为什么不问一下呢？就是说他那个。他那个他是不是已经禅定了？
哦，这个是指
的
那个，是指看正在犯
的。不是我，他也不是一定只正在犯，他可能犯，然后他就没禅这种人，就或者经常他经常犯这种。
或者说看他天天犯，但是他可能天天犯罪。
那我就这个我可以帮你问一下。
啊，因为他可能犯罪的时候，他没有意识到他犯罪。啊，就是。
So he's asking that if he found a bhikkhu, who's committing the same kind of offense every day, he's committing the same kind of offense every day, but after he committed that kind of offense, he will make confession to another monk. So he's asking that for this kind of monk, is it suitable to do this kind of autopatikevas to him?
Because he's called Lalaji Pugala, he's shameless. Yes, he just fakes the whole situation as if he confesses and he tells no. He tells lies also. On top of the that he commits an offense, he tells all the lies that I'm going to restrain myself. But he knows the next day he's going to break the rule again. Therefore, he's musavadi also. So, therefore, now how you can pay respect to him?
他说为什么不是名无实名苦，就是说他犯了这些之后呢，他明明知道自己好像还说忘语，说我再不在家好好守护这条戒，然后这是故意忘语，就是说他原来犯了一条戒，又加了一条戒，他说这种人，对这种人你怎么应该理解呢？ So he's asking that. So for example, if this, if this monkey, if falls into the same kind of offense again and again, because he does not know that this is an offense. He falls in, because he does not know. He doesn't learn the way never. So that is why he falls into this offense again and again. In this case, is it suitable to refuse to pay respect to that?
You can refuse for his ignorance, but you can remind him. If you want to remind him, ask him why you do like that. Because now to accuse a monk or to make allegation against another monk, or to take any action against a monk, you should first investigate. Okay? Why that monk does it? What is the reason of that school, or what he knows or not? So then, if one finds out that actually he does not know, you should tell him.
He says,
and still sees that this monk does not care. So, of course, I can stop completely having any respect for him. So he's asking that just now you were talking about people cannot exhibiting idis made from the body anupasampannas. He's asking that here is anupasampannas means only human being. Also includes non-human beings, or even celestial beings like that.
It is not said in the beginning and so forth, even Buddha Rocha and so forth, does not tell about devas and so forth. It is just that's called for human beings. It does not mention anything about devas. Because now devas do not need to see you and so forth, they know. They might know, I suppose. Because some devas have
psychic power themselves.
Psychic powers themselves, and they can read the mind of others. So the devas are not impressed like human beings.
So he's asking that since this rule is achitaka, then for example, if a bhikkhu uses his staggy power to fly to the heaven, and then land on the earth like that. So he's asking that before this bhikkhu landed on the earth, if he didn't check, is there any anupasamana around? And he just landed on the earth. In that case, is it possible for these people to point to this offense or not?
We must know that most of the offenses are sachitakas, no? There must be chetana there.
Okay.
It depends on the chetana of the people who does it.
Okay.
So not just because he performs a miracle, therefore he forms a dukkha offense. It depends on his own intentions. For example, if he does not want to impress other people, he just lands and there are somebody accidentally, a farmer or some like samanera seems, sadhu. And then the people falls into offense. That is silly. It is not the case. That is, the intention of the bhikkhu has to be judged. Without the intention, he did it.
他是有经济的，就是还是还看这个比库动机，就比方说这个比库出了事，他动机并没有说那个让这个展示给三人去看，但是那个但是因为有人可能这这一个农民或者一个上门啊看看一下这样说，然后这是这个比库就犯了。 So he's asking that this exhibiting the psychic power is the precept of exhibiting psychic power is different from this Bhuta Roshan and Shikshapada, because according to Kankha written is Bhuta Roshan and Shikshapada is Achitak.
Achitak?
Yes, Achitak, according to Kankha written.
You see, now it is Bhuta Rochana, you verbally tell, no, you don't exhibit Sahi Power.
Oh, okay.
You verbally tell, I have a jhana, I have vipassana knowledge, I have this, I have Sahi Power, you just tell, you don't exhibit them.
Oh.
So then, but now this about Sahi Power is another rule in Chula Bhagavad,
okay,
because the Buddha prohibited monks to make, to show the
Vikupanayi. Okay.
Okay, now what for arahats we did in the rules?
So he's asking that according to the book Shasana Vatrana. So if a monk has already attained jhanas, then on that day, even if he didn't do any reflection and recognition, he would not go into Inner Parivoga. So he's asking that, is there any standard for that? So for how long does this monk have to stay in jhanas in order not to fall in the body?
Maybe misunderstanding. Actually, now here again, the intention is important. No? Intention is important. Now, for example, in jhana means some monks they can stay for 4 days in jhana. All right. So then, but they have not intention to deliberately abstain from reflecting. Okay, the requisite. So then, that is some exception for them. But after they get up and so forth, they should reflect. Whatever they say, I reflect. Then they have to reflect. That doesn't mean and so forth. Everybody can do like that. It's only that, and who are the monks nowadays who can stay 4 days for in jhana or 2 days in jhana like that? So even 2 hours sometimes they can't stay for 2 hours. So but these are the exceptions. And if one does it because of deep absorption, it's like being into forgetfulness. No, you go into absent mindedness regarding the external world. So then. In that case, now you don't eat deliberately. I'm going to refrain from, for reflecting the requisites. And I think in that case, now, even if you are in jhana, you don't move, you don't use. Now already, what you have wet, you have reflected upon. The chivara you have reflected upon. The pindapata you have already finished. You have reflected upon. Because 4 days you don't eat. 4 days you don't change your robes. 4 days you don't change the kuti. 4 days you don't get any medicine. So for what to reflect? There is nothing to reflect because you do not use anything of these requisites for 4 days. So then why you should reflect? What is the dukkata you fall? Before going to the jhana, you have already reflected about the food you have consumed, about the medicines, about the robes, about the sannyasa. So then after you attain the jhana, you don't need to reflect again for 4 days. What did you look at it?
No, 所以说这个醒思练神就对你来说是不存在的，那但是如果说你真的出了这刹那之后呢，你天天还是应该像普通人一样醒思，不是说你一天那个是入了一个小时刹那，然后出了就不用醒思，然后那个然后还有一点就是说你在刹那中，那个施主这次加入说你是连几天的刹那中，那你在入禅那这段时间你并没有多少用心的自取，你固体还是原来的固体，然后你没有多少时间的时主，然后你可能加上还是原来加上。 然后那个你的那个固体设施，包括加上原来可能对应品质过，然后在刹那过程中，你不需要那个这个经营形式。当下想，therefore
now if you want to not to reflect every day about your requisite because it's tiresome, no? Tiresome. Get tired, no? Every day, pacha sangha yoniso. If you want to refrain from that, you try to attain jhana. Stay for 4 days. And relax.
他说你要想每天做事情太麻烦的话，那你就可以入禅定，然后在禅定里边待着去，然后让自己好好放松一下。我想确认一下，就是这个四字句是那个主要固定，那个也是那个刚才老师说没有换固定，所以对啊。
对，
这个是肯定的。那如果我不放固定，那怎么起思这个作用？
什么？
就是说只要
他不是他的意思是你在你的那个就是那个你那个固体和你上下下一样，就是你在那个入山的时间就已经醒思过了，这个事儿不需要再再进一步进行醒思。
啊，但是那个平常的话，我们每天都要四十句都要醒思。
对对对。再想，
对，table 107. I don't know whether it is important for the exams. When read it, if you like.
那个，你比较一百零七单，那大家可以念。那个篇，你念。
所以啊，不做机械应用元素，一它是第二类，应用元素是数据和那类元素。二它是第二，是日落后消息被统一界处理很多加生物。八十七二三，八十七二三十八，本属物界，喜拉陀施沙等等，四八拉七，八十七二十二，看作与佛等量是一界，暂时空者。
Finish.
I don't know whether when Ananda was arahat in those days when he was wearing Sugatachiva. I'm not sure. He was an arahat.
I don't know. I was not there. Okay. So, he was然后后面那个大家那个表一百零七后面有些红色的，大家就不用管了。那红色不是这一块，当然不是那个英文版这一块，当然大家可以不管。
Now these arahats, if they've done these things, if given dhamma talks for nuns after sunset, they don't do it with any wrong intentions, evil intentions, like Chambhaka Bhikkhus. Actually, they might have not come any problem if, now for example, give dance for sunset. If lay people do not tell anything, lay people starting complaining about something, and then but they do not do it with any evil intentions.
他说那个就是说那个这里边这四条线那个之间因缘里边，这阿拉汉就做的事情，比方说是给尼叔说法，然后还有那个就跟女人同时而宿这些事情，就这阿拉汉他们做这些事情，当时都没有人那个都没有任何邪恶东西啊，而不像那个优先比库那样，优先比库他们做那些事情是有邪恶东西。然后这些因缘里边，就是如果说这个居士没有报应的话，本来这些阿拉汉做事情是不会那个引起任何麻烦。
Okay, next is about the formulas.
下面有个人做事。
读什么东西？从哪里读到哪里？
So he's asking which part he has to read.
I
是念到功德一这里，
念到舍去那里吗？
是，没问题，也就功德一这里。
啊，那行，你就念功德一那里面，没事。
决意一以波，在决意使用新的一波前，须先舍掉旧的，使之变为余分一波。参见弥撒提亚巴提亚一和二十一。决意使用新物品的措辞文如下。我决意使用这大衣上衣下衣波做具服务，插口部是具部，舍去需替换上述物品时，已经决意使用的旧物品，必须先决意舍去。决意舍去旧物品的巴利语措辞文，与前处使用新物品的措辞文相似，请将最后之动词第一人称"我决意"改成"我舍去"。 如是说我们舍去这一部书。
So now, if question comes in exams, how to determine your role, and to put in Pali, to get it in Pali. Now, for example, if you determine your Sangati, how to determine it? How you can tell in Pali? You can tell Punyaratana how to tell it?
他说那个如果这这这这这在考试的时候呢，他给你出个题，就是说你怎样把你决议，你那个大一，那你应该怎么那个怎么那个？你忙上上嘎地发出大拉米。啊，就这了。从这呢？第一次first one，嗯，to。啊，第一大米。对啊。他是决议不是舍去。对对对，但是。
做我习惯来说，先要舍去，你穿臭点。嗯，不是，他说如果他是那个成为比库以后，还是在当时就是决。他考试题只是问你，就是说那个怎么决议，你就不用填答怎么舍去。
You
I cannot tell all the items. If you have all the items, you can. But you don't know. First, at the time, how do you mean?
嗯，对，他说他没有。忙上嘎地，阿地达。上嘎地，上嘎丁。
嗯，三个丁，你那个版本有问题，但是在后面有个 M 加一点那个，那个版本上。三个丁，你是不能解释。阿迪达。What？
但是那个。
Okay, you tell like that, 三个丁 otherwise time is gone. What is the problem?
你那个文本它显示的是 M 加一点吗？
是是这样，我想问一下，怎么了？如果是我刚刚这样答题算错了，对。所以他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他说，他
留在这里。And then he writes, Iman Sangatiyadikam. Is it correct or not in the exam?
It depends on the question. No? Mm. If the question is, as called, how do you want to determine, as called, a new rope if you have already another old rope? If that is question, then you can tell. You have to first make Pachudaran the old rope and then you determine the new rope. But here it is about, you don't take about that. I ask him how to determine, you know, how to determine. I don't tell him you have old rope or like that. The question was not like that. Okay?
He asked him,
你刚才那个那个是必边是，但是你刚才把拿上笔护手，那你没有救的。
对，我所以说他这个问题只能说达成护手你怎么决议，我就说我就
不是他问你就只是决议，因为你这分成两个步骤，他问的只是决议那个步骤，对吧？
对，但是这不是作为笔部一个习惯吗？
他问人家问的是决议，他说舍去的时候，那你再答上舍去。
After you become a bhikkhu, after the pasambada, you got out of the sima.You have no old ropes, you all the new ropes.
Yes,
in that case, you have to aditana, aditani.
No
old ropes. But if you have old ropes after 1 year, 2-3 years, after piku, you are 1 year, 2 year, pikus, old ropes, then you have to do pachodharana first and aditana.
Okay.
So then, how do you tell? Tell again, Iman?
In Pali. Yes.
决议。
Imam Sangatin Aditana.
Sangatin.
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 Okay, Sangatin. No T. Tin. Aditana. Okay.
Sangatin.
Why do you tell us? Yeah, Sangatin. What is the problem?
he cannot tell the difference between the and the. That's the problem. He can tell the difference between the and the, but he cannot tell the difference between the and the. That's the problem. So it's better for him.
To and do.
Yes. That's a problem. But anyway, you don't try to fix that problem, because this problem only happens when you try to read. But when you try to write, there is no such problem. So you don't have to fix that.
But you have to pass verbal examination also. These are verbal examinations. Like, actually, no, these classes also have to do with verbal examination.
No, there's no
verbal examination. Now, while you are reading, no? In this class and so forth, now, because they should know some terms, for example, apatadesana, for example. That's called. They should, let's come, apatadesana. You can't tell all these kind of inconsistent things and so forth that the other monks can't understand. You should have clear pronunciation. So that is also part of the exams now. Therefore now, it's called, he has to pronounce correctly. What is this? It's called, Imam Sangati Naridam.
You call them Sangati.
This is Sangati Ma.
You tell Buddha. He's not Buddha, he's Buddha. Okay.
Yes.
So this is Buddha.
Yes.
But this is Buddha.
Buddha. Yes.
This everybody is Sangati.
Sangati.
It's not Sangati.
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 In. Un. An.
Sangati.
Okay. Sangati.
Sangati.
不是那个，就这样查的不是辅音，是原音。他那个你就叫把那个音那个原音念出来。
Oh, this is what? This is...
This is not Sangati.
No, what is this?
This is Uttara Sangam.
Okay, Uttara Sangam. Uttara Sangam. No, no. So then, Uttara Sangam. So then, now, how to remind the Uttara Sangam?
Sangam of your
Vichara. You can't tell, it's called...
Imam.
No, no.
Uttara Sangam.
Okay. How to do it? Practical, not the only word. How to do it? You don't know how to do.
Huh?
You have to take now. You take your rope in your hands. That's good.
Like this one? Like this one?
No. Sit down. No, no, not like that. Take your hand and touch.
Touch.
And tell Imam. Imam.
Imam
Uttara Sangam. Put your hand there. Imam Uttara Sangam.
Okay, Imam Uttara Sangam Atitami.
Okay.
Imam Uttara Sangam Atitami Tatiyam Pi Imam Uttara Sangam Atitami.
That's called. You tell one.
Oh, Tatiyam Pi.
Tatiyam Pi. That's called.
So I can.
Huh?
Imam. use right?
Yes, but we use better body and speech to remember. Okay? If you then only verbs, words, sometimes after sometimes you forget. Tita, tita, my mind, sangat, odra sangat. You forget. You forget, no. Dugada. Rematika dugada. But if you touch, you also go, use your words, you move your body, you also use your words, then you can remember better.
Okay.
Alright?
就是我这些一套衣服,三衣的话,学艺好。 到出家，整个不换的话，就我只出家一次，念一次就可以了。
达成一次，你跟出家没关系。
对，我的意思就是说，三一就一直在的，没有换，就只要一次。
对啊。
整个出家就不用再去念这个。
那个除非你的那个修为失效，比方说你的那个一戒里边不是有一戒里边
有时效的几个什么动画，
对。
除了这，
只要没有那个
其他就是没不需要再念这些。
对。
你没念，你穿了就恶作的。
So he's asking that if he's wearing undetermined robes, then in that case, will he fall into the Dukkha offense or not?
If what I call for? If he,
if he's wearing undetermined robes, then he will fall into the Dukkha offense or something.
Because now during the Katina privileges, no? Uh-huh. Katina privileges, uh-huh. He can have any amount of robes undetermined.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But after the Katina privilege, now the Katina privilege is finished now.
Okay.
So then this undetermined robes become extra robes.
Oh.
Then not only Dukkata, after 10 days, I was called, they become Nisanga Bachidevas.
Okay.
I was called, if he does not make, Nisanga Bachidevas, and he uses these robes every time he uses Dukkata.
Oh.
Okay. Therefore now he falls into Nisanga Bachidevas. And plus, Dukkata offense because he does not go to make Nisanga Bhajitya, to another monk. He does not to forfeit it and confess.
So this Dukkata only, occurs after 10 days only? After.
The Nisanga Bhajitya occurs after 10 days.
Yes.
He falls to Nisanga Bhajitya first.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
After that, if he does not go to forfeit it,
okay.
if he does not make confession, Bhajitya offense.
Okay.
And he still continues using it.
Okay.
Every time he uses Dukkata.
No. 他说只有一种情况下，就是说你穿这个没有协议，反正他做，就是说你这件衣服对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对
这个一对你来说是那个是多余的意义，因为在观想特定之内，如果说你这个一不觉意就是多余的意义，多余的意思那个在十天之内全是不犯的，十天之后你没有把它舍掉，首先犯一个尼萨西亚巴基利亚，犯尼萨西亚巴基利亚之后呢，然后你还没把这个东西舍掉，然后继续穿着用的话，就没穿一次一个恶。
那我说的是另外一种情况，我就一件衣，我看到另外一件衣了，我准备先舍去以后，我那件衣我也没决意，我也没穿，后来又把这件衣穿上去，忘记决意了，这个犯不犯？没有多余衣的情况，没有你想起的那种情况，我还是几套衣，就舍去了，后来忘记决意又穿了，就洗好，我就好比我洗袈裟，洗之前我决意掉，我想换另外一件，但另外一件我又不喜欢不换了，我就用上个衣披，这件衣服舍掉了嘛，晒干了我也忘记决意穿了，这犯不犯？
So he's asking that. So for example, if you already determined this rule, and then he was thinking, oh, this rule is getting old. I want to relinquish this rule and switch to another rule. So then he relinquished the determination on this rule, and then he changed his mind. Oh, that rule is not also has some defects.I don't want that rule. So then he's still wearing his old rule, but he didn't determine his old rule. Just like that. In this case, will he fall into any offense?
Yeah, because like you see, he can keep this undetermined robe up to 10 days, no? 10 days he can keep it.
Okay.
If he still keeps it, he exceeds 10 days, then that old robe becomes Nisangya Bajitya. And if he does not do Nisangya Bajitya, confession and so forth, he falls into Dukkata any time he uses it.
你这件旧衣，然后衣那个就也是多一次性的，就是那个从你舍去决衣的时候开始，也变成多余的衣。你还是那个就在怎么说，是穿十天之后，你那个如果你还没决衣，应该把它舍掉。然后不舍掉的话，你那个就是每穿一次一个恶作。因为这个衣是这样，就是你不是决衣，不是净湿，那就只能是多余的衣。
那如果我只有三衣，这是我的那个舍，先舍掉了。
对你舍掉了。
对，但是还是在三衣之内，我没有其他多余衣，这不算多余。
不是，对，就对于衣来说，只有三种范畴，要么是决衣，要么是净湿。如果不是这两个范畴，你就一定是多余的，就是你看。
对，我忘记决衣了。
你放弃决衣，那就属于既不是决衣，然后你没有放在净湿，对不对？那只是多余衣，就这么简单。多余衣并不是说你有一件衣，然后第二件衣就是多余衣，而是说不决衣不净湿的衣叫多余衣，懂了吗？
啊。
什么叫多余的意？多余的意就是这个这件衣既没有学艺，也没有净施，所以就叫多余的意。你既没有学艺，然后你又没有净施，那就是多余的意。不管你是几件，
不是就三一
不是
外的多余，
不是你看这这，
而是就是说这三一我两一忘记都绝艺了，这两件都变成多余了，我就穿个下衣。
如果既没有学艺，也没有净施的话，就这么简单。就像他之前说的，你比方说你现在有个那个净施的那个净施的衣，然后那个净施的不净施给舍除掉了，然后你又没有学艺，那这个衣就是既没有学艺。不管你这个衣对你来说是第几件衣，只要你没有学艺，没有净施，那就是多余衣，就这么简单。
10天，
对，10天
之后我就要把这件衣给一下下去颤掉，再拿回来。
除非对你如果是既没有学艺也没有净施的话，
啊，多余衣是这个概念啊。
对啊。
不是换件，我当时三衣就是随便我放在什么地方，没有退衣就算上衣三衣了。
对，带箱子。
哦，对，那个，我想问一下，那个在那个就是不是原居特权期间，
嗯，
是不是任何的超过超过这个最小决议量的如法的部，比如说像年度哪部之类的如法的部，任何只要是使用，就是没净施
啊，
都需要决议，就是任何部都需要决议，像超过尺量的任何部都需要决议。
So he's asking that if the container is already finished, then if you use any cloth, which is bigger than 8 times 4 sukkotu vidati, then he has to determine this piece of cloth. Is that true?
How this length? How much?
8 times 4 sukkotu vidati.
8 times 4 sukkotu vidati?
Yes, that's
it's 1 cubit and
1 span. That means the minimum size of cross that you have to determine.
If you determine, it becomes nisargamacitti after 10 days.
So you have to determine this piece of cross.
Oh, sure. Any cloth, you can't keep it in your body, any clothes and so forth, if you want to use them. If you use it for wipe things, now, for example, to wipe the table, you don't use it on the body, no problem.
Oh, okay. He said, if you use it on your body, for example, you can use it on the body, because the body is not used on your body.
If you use it for curtain,
if you want to use it for
the bed sheet,
take the bed
to wipe the floor.
So
you can use these things as well. No, you don't use for the body. This is called Senasana Pariboga. Senasana Pariboga, it is for the usage of the lodging.
So
he's asking that how do you determine his answer?
We spoke about this Ansakati problem. This Ansakati doesn't come anywhere in the Minyavidaka, okay, or in the commentaries, sub-commentaries. It comes only in Visuddhimagga about it, to Tangamang. Tangamang, that is small piece, it doesn't exceed the Vikapanupaka, the minimum amount for termination. It is less than the minimum amount of termination. This is where this term comes.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't have to be determined in that case.
If it is less than
that,
you don't need to determine. But if there is more than that, how to determine, it is not mentioned in it. Because it is called, there is nothing such item which monk should have. There is nothing like that. out of the nine robes, it's not mentioned anywhere. Now the limit of the robes which monks should have, limit means the type of robes, type of robes which monks should have, they are all together nine. Now, three robes, and then mukha, it's called mukha kunchana cholaka, pachatarana, vasika satika, and all these things, parikara cholaka, all these things are called mentioned nine types. But Ansakade is not mentioned anymore.
他是这个问题上就首先在那个律藏然后在那个律藏译著和附著里边都没有提到金刚刹这个概念然后金刚刹只有在那个清净刀刃里边提到那个特作性里边说那个提到过的词然后他在清净刀刃里边这个词的意思是一会儿那个小于决意识身的小部所以说在清净二是清净刀刃这个概念来讲这个东西应该是不小于决意因为它本身是小于决意识身至于说现对现在来讲那个比决意识身更大的金刹应该怎样决意
Then one more. So then the parikara cholaka, which means accessory cloth, no? Only we have already mentioned that two items are mentioned. Tavika for the bowl, a bag for the bowl, and parisavana is called strainer. Now these two items, monks are not wearing them. You don't wear this parikara cholaka. They are not supposed to wear them. So therefore now, then ansakade, what do you do? You wear it. Therefore you can't determine parikara, ansakade is parikara cholaka. According to that definition.
它是杂菌布呢，那个在这里讲里边其实有两种因素，一种是那个布袋，然后一种是绿水囊，然后布袋和绿水囊这两种东西你都不是穿身上的，那个然后那个在金刚刹这东西你穿身上，所以说你不能把金刚刹作为杂菌布。那大家，你说你先说。那个披在身上的毯子，要不要？你是披不是在外面披还是在外面披？
就是比如我穿完袈裟以后，我还是觉得冷，因为早上我觉得冷，或者因为生病，然后发烧了，然后我要就是披一条毯子。So he's asking that, so for example, in early morning it is very cold. So he has to go outside. So this chair is not enough for him. So in this case, what he do is he use a piece of blanket to cover his body. Use a piece of blanket to cover his body. So in this case, he is asking how to determine this blanket.
Blanket, you don't need to determine blankets.
But this blanket is to cover his body.
No, blankets don't belong to something you have to determine. Blankets are actually to kambalas are not included into chivaras to determine. You don't wear it actually, you just cover it yourself. You don't wear it because it's cold. And you can't go for pindabhata, for example, with a blanket covered with a blanket, except if you are sick. So blankets are not included in termination, is what it's called. They are not supposed to be worn, you don't wear it like that. So you just cover yourself. Okay?
Or it is because of this material of the blanket, is that cloth or something?
Yes, blankets are not. They are not made into robes like that. They have any special design like that. Therefore, now do not belong to this category of something like a santaraka. Santaraka means like this. We have learned about other things.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now it's called. We have a kind of to cover yourself. And the night, for example, any other things and so on are not included. That.
Okay.
Except if you have your private bedsheet. Bedsheet, usually bedsheets to put it underneath, no. If you want to use it on your body, okay. And other things who belong to the kuti, bedsheets who belong to the kuti, if you cover yourself, you don't need to determine that because it's sanasana paribhoga.
But he's asking, he wants to use this blanket or bedsheet outside his kuti.
He can use it, but it belongs to the kuti. It is not your private. If you have your private one, blankets also are not need to determine. You usually don't determine your blankets. Because they are not supposed to be worn. You just cover yourself. Okay, temporarily you cover yourself because you want to, because you want 2-3 hours because it's too cold. And then you don't carry your blankets with you.
他是认为毯子这东西能从设计和设计上就不是拿来穿的你只是暂时用它那个包裹一下你的那个身体而已所以说这个毯子不管是不是固体所有还是你自己的所有然后你哪怕你是在固体外面用都是不需要的然后同样道理穿单哪怕是固体所有穿单虽然是固体所有但是你也可以暂时在外面拿着包裹你自己身体然后也不需要重新去用
就是这个毛毯，就是你那个有些人把那个毛毯中间剪一个窟窿，把它给碰了，然后再这样就是裹的比较严实嘛，然后就打洞了，是吧？这样是。
So he's asking that somebody using this blanket. So they make a hole in this blanket, and then they put this blanket over his head and cover his whole body like that.
And then they
wear this blanket like this, doing meditation like that. So he's asking, is this allowed or not?
That is just again for covering, no, because it's cold. But after you get up, you don't carry this blanket with you. So this is actually like Mexicans. Mexicans they do.
It's allowed
for covering, so, but not to wear it. Wear it means you don't cover. You go and walk up and down. You can walk. I mean, in private places you can walk, but not outside. Public place, you don't do like that.
Meditation hall,
if it is for meditation, you can do it. But I mean, not walking up and down covered with like that, because you don't look like, you look like a layman. This like a, it's like Gihi Parupana.
然后他说那个墨西哥人穿着方式他说你可以在固体里边这样穿然后在山塔里边这样穿也没事但是你不要在外面公共场合穿这种东西走来走去他说这是居士穿着方式看起来像居士一样
So you can put on a sombrero, it's like Mexicans do. These big hats. You look like a Mexican.
墨西哥人穿着毛毯像个大帽子一样看起来就是那种穿法看起来像墨西哥人一样然后那个还有一种就是有些人把这个毛毯设计成就是这种比较比如毛毯罩然后像披肩一样就是像披风一样戴在他绳然后他就系然后然后但有可能戴个帽子不戴帽子的话就把他脑袋给盖了但是展开之后他还是像一块布就顶上了帽子那这就
He's asking that some blankets, there are two strings. So a string here and a string here. So if you wear this blanket, you can tie this to two strings and wear it. And it's got there's also a hat attached to this blanket. Hat they put here. And then when you wear this blanket, you can put this hat on your head. So he's asking that, is this kind of a blanket allowed or not?
So this looks like a layman's item. No? This layman they use like that, I don't know, because it looks like a shirt like that. It becomes like, you can make a shirt of it.
Yes, but you can still use it as a blanket. You just spread it and then it's still a blanket.
I don't know these items. If you use it with a proper intention to cover yourself and so forth, not to look like layman, so it's okay. But if you look like you wear it in such a way, you look like layman. It looks like Gihi Parupana, like wearing what lay people wear.
He
So
So he's asking that suppose he's in a lay house which is very cold. Suppose he is in a lay house which is very cold, and he wants to wear a blanket to cover his body in the lay house. So he's asking that how to wear the blanket in the lay house.
Can you blanket and put it on yourself.
Pardon?
You put it on your shoulders. Cover yourself. Finish.
You
can cover your head. If it's too cold, you can cover your head. But it's, that's called, it's just a temporary thing, no? You don't stand up and walk inside the house covered with head like that, with a blanket.
他说你不要在那儿可以，但是不要那个穿这个，穿这个嘛，然后在那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那 is that allowed on the streets? Then what to do if on the streets the crime is?
We have sangati, you know. You have to use your sangati. Don't forget your sangati. Okay. The Buddha allowed sangati, so then you can use the sangati and cover yourself.
It's
like as for why you all the time resort to these lay items.
他说那个佛特是允许大衣，所以说穿那个你不要忘记自己那个大衣。
Especially for the cold season, for example, if you get Katina privileges, you can use any amount of sangatis.
对，然后那尤其是如果这是这个冷气，至少在工作一段时间，那你可以使用任何数量那个大衣，就穿几件就可以。
So sometimes they take the sangati after they become Bodhisattva, they lock it somehow in the carpet, just they never use it. But they will use blankets, they will use other items, they will use ansakade to, it's called, all these things. They, these are weird things what they do. What is allowable they don't use, what is not allowable they use.
他说有些旅客当上之后呢，然后把那个就把大衣去卷成一圈，然后那个小衣橱里边，然后那个就不用，然后就开始用那个肩胛衫或者毛毯这些东西。
他说那个就是那个不能允许东西，他反而不用。那个，但是我想问一下，就是如果，桑拉蒂啊，是像那个毛毯一样，就演示一下。就是桑拉蒂啊，就像一个毯子一样，然后就这样披在肩上。 大一点会好看一点，就这样披的。然后如果在这个禅林里面，就是禅林里面的公共场合，如果这样披的话，会不会犯戒？然后桑拉蒂的穿着要不要变圆？
要不要变圆？把那个。你能不能保持？所以，你想听的？所以，你想怎么来说？
Is it
allowable for him to wear sangati like this? Sangati like this and
not in public places. You can use it inside the guti like that.
Inside the monastery.
Inside the monastery, you can't use the sangati like that. That's called because now because you have to use parimandala. No, if you go outside, you have to parimandala.
So outside means outside in the guti.
Outside the kuti, everything you go outside the kuti, you have to make your rope parimandala. You can't use like that. Except if you are close to the kuti, you don't go far away from the kuti, maybe about hatapasa of the kuti. You can still, if you want to sweep, you can wear it like that and sweep around the kuti. But you can't walk far from the kuti.
它是离谷地很近，是这样，但不要离谷地太远。但不是寺院里面不能用这个吗？
什么？
寺院里面不是偏皮肤呀？
不是跟偏皮肤没关系，是跟下面变圆。
下面是变圆，也可以变圆。那我就是想问一下，比如说像那个就是中国的这个禅宗，它那个就是如果是它在。 源于特权之外啊，在印度是很热的，你穿成这样会也热死人，我有这么穿。比如说像中国北方，如果有一个禅宗，比如说北京有一个禅宗，他在三月份三四月份还是比较冷的，他比如说如果穿三加地那也是穿成这样的话，其实左肩膀没事，就是右肩膀露着你要是很冷的话，右肩膀露着也是。
为什么不能穿全身？
在禅林里的公共场合穿全皮裤啊？
不可以吗？
感觉也挺怪的。
我问问你 ，so he's asking that so in China even after the cutting the preparation finished, after the cutting the preparation, the weather is still very cold. So if you wear this somebody in the normal way.Then that means half of your shoulder is still exposed. Half your shoulder is exposed. So then, because the climate is still very cold, then what to do in this?
You are inside the monastery or outside?
Inside the monastery. Inside the monastery.
Then you can wear your sangati as well. It was covering both shoulders.
全部，全部。
完了，你跟搞的来的
不是完了呢，拼的盘。
不是，我不是说拼的盘的。
他说是这样，
就是比如说上网课，上早课。
上早课
上我不怎么穿那个。
So he's asking while you're doing morning training, you cannot wear like this, no? Morning training, you cannot wear like this.
You can do it if you like, for example, because you are sitting and chanting, no? So, while chanting, you can do like that. But if you want to make vandana, for example, you have to remove your shoulder and make it vandana with a Buddha vandana. While make Buddha vandana, you open your shoulder. After you sit down and start chanting Namotasipa, you can cover your shoulder.
就是说你理定了，只是在理定的时候，只是在那个在磕头礼拜的时候，才把那个肩膀打开。然后那个在念经的时候，还是把肩膀遮上去。
那我不用就是那种正规的全皮裤，就是用这样的是可以的。我只是这样就可以。
他就是这么弄的。
不是，因为之前长老是这样，他只是为了演示那个全皮裤的效果，他快一秒钟嘛。就之前长老就是说宾巴巴达应该这样，他是这么改一下，只是一秒钟改一下，临时的。我不知道他刚才那个动作是为了演示一下全皮肤的效果，还是说这样也可以？
这样也可以，就这样也可以。这只要你就是因为你的目的是为了御寒嘛。
因为下边还是变寒的。
对对。
然
后你的问题。我还有一个问题，就是
比腹离。比腹离的除了三一之外，是不是它还有一个？
有五一，对，它有比腹离有五一。
它除了三一之外还有哪个？我记得有一个是火胸的。那个火胸的那个比腹离是怎么决议的？我们可不可以把那个
肩胛
当做那个比库尼的
那个？你不是比库尼，怎么可以决议成比库尼的
呢？我就问一下嘛，会不会有这样一个可能，就是那个比库使用那个肩胛的时候，跟那个比库尼使用火胸衣的那个情况类似
的？ So he's asking that for Bikuni there are five ropes, no? For Bikuni, there are five ropes. So one of those ropes is to cover their chest, their breast. So he's asking that for Bikus. Is it allowable for Bikus to determine their asakad as this kind of cross to cover their chest?
If they get pressed, what they can do it?
就
屋里边
问的，刚才我问的，
他问了
什么？
刚才我问
他问了，
对，但是上次那个班队啊，不是上个地是这样劈着吗？他说你劈着，就随便劈而已、
劈关你下面上个是不是
也没什么权
源？不是，关键是你不要把你看到的东西当成是长老讲的东西， 然后讲的是什么是对，什么是错，你看到的必须是对。
所以说，我现在要确认，三观第一，像我们现在，像我们现在不在那个讲话，我这里冷了，
啊，
我这样也不好嘛，
啊，
我就拿三观第一，就那一批，
啊，
批着。沿着三盘这样的沿着，对，
但是下边不变两
对，不变，但是不是三观地不可以当被子盖吗？为什么不能披呢？
可以披，
这我就没前面班爹地说三观地一定要不管你怎么样一定要闭源，
对，
但是我他不是那个
哪个
佛陀不是是三观地双层的时候是披在身上啊。披一件，他没有下面穿了便圆再穿一件，他是披了身上一件可以，第二件不披，再可以再制定这个什么方程。
他没说下面不便圆，他披了你不知道下面
便。他没说他披现在他没说便圆呀，他没说便圆呀。但上次
但是是这样，就是你那个因为法灵界里边是指那个桌上衣饰。说桌上衣是上桌，你穿上半身东西，然后你穿那个一个全员，这明显是。
对，我知道有。
对。
这个线，我的意思说，三个地不可以当披的嘛？我没有穿呀。
不是，他可能理解那个翻译啊，中文翻译把那个佛陀做那个实验，那个翻译那个汉字写成披一件衣，披两件衣，然后他把那个披理解成就这个叫披。
那我给你解释一下，就是说那个我们那个去托钵时，我们那个衣是不是穿边缘？
对。
但是那个在绿象里边，把这种脱钵穿衣方式翻译成披腹。
嗯，
那你说这个披是那坦那样披吗？
那就是说三个地不能当床单式的披在身上。
你可以当着把床单当床单上躺在上面，这没问题。
那披，你帮我确认一下。
你
就说我在这里听法，我忍了。
你给他演示一下，我让我问他可不可以，好吧？你把你那大衣给他演示一下。
这个衣呀、啊，三个地。
啊。
三个地，
所以这是三个地，这是三个地。
三个地。
So he has to wear something like this, listening to a Vinaya class. Is it allowed?
Yes, it is. If the teacher gives the permission, you can wear it like that. Because that monk knows.
这是在上课的时候，这是在工地训练。
我上次就是那个班里。
在工地训练，你怎么穿都可以，当然不需要练。
不是故意，我的意思是说，是我刚问你的意思，就是我现在是这样的情况，能不能？
他的问题里边已经问了，在工地里边是你是可以那样穿的，在工地里边不需要变一下。
这里不是工地，所以我要问清楚。
工地是指什么叫工地？工地是指有这种建筑物，
水下伞，
对，坐卧处。
哦，虽然我这个没见，但是我的意思说，像这样的话，一定要得到批准，还是就是说，班里在上面讲法，不可能班里你听一下，我要批，我直接这样批。
So he's asking that. So you're giving a class or Dhamma to talk. So without your permission, is it allowed to wear this robe like this?
It's not. He has to ask the permission.
Yes, that's permission.
Permission so to cover his head, to cover his shoulders, to cover himself. So he has to ask permission. Or maybe to remind Bande, I call that I'm Bande. I feel very cold. Let me wear this sanghat. So the Bande can give the permission. But if it is without permission, so for now it is. Because normal way, it is this way. Something you do which is not the normal way, you better ask permission. See, it's not about the covering now. For example, if you want to some place and so forth, like to close the window, open the window, you have to ask the permission for that.
Okay.
If it's senior monk there.
Okay.
Because you never know, maybe that senior monk is has different opinion.
Okay.
Same way now, covering yourself or like that, doing something out of the ordinary. So you have to ask better permission from the senior monk. Ah,
he said, 本来穿是关的，然后念把穿开了。那这个情况，如果那个就是上道比丘的话，你应该跟上道比丘修业去磕。然后你穿衣也是一样，就跟他修去磕。
那我这个不是上道衣，我这个就是一般性的毯子。
啊。
上面讲好讲一批、
啊，
要不要啊？求取磕还是我自己？
当然要求取磕，我可以帮你问一下。
这个求取磕的。
So he is asking that if this is not sanghati, but it's a blanket, so he wants to use this blanket to cover himself like that. Is it necessary to ask for permission?
That is out of the ordinary, no? Out of the ordinary, you have to ask permission. Even if you go to cover your hand, you have to ask permission.
在讲法的时候啊，
嗯，
确定一下讲法的时候适合吧。
It's called achara, achara.
嗯，
good behavior.
他说是一种。
我明白，就是在我们这种情况，我向他请教。很多人十几个或者有说。
So he's asking if there's a Dhamma talk, and there's a many of audience there. The audience there, in that occasion, is it suitable for him to ask for permission for this kind of thing?
Yes, of course, because now who is giving the Dhamma talk is maybe some teacher or some senior one. No?
Yes.
So, and they are all monks there. So then, therefore, now one has to ask permission and suppose he wants to sit in the middle of the Sangha to cover himself. Maybe one asks some senior monk, maybe not the monk who gives the Dhamma talk, but some other senior monk.
Sangati also same. It's not only for blankets. Sangati also same. You can ask another senior monk for permission.
It is to cover himself. It is out of the ordinary.
Yes,
all the monks, they don't wear the sangati. They are sitting like that.
Okay.
And then suddenly monk comes and covers himself. And everybody looks, what is the problem with it? So therefore, in order to remove all this attention upon you, you ask senior monk for maybe permission. The senior monk gives permission, okay, they understand now why you do it like that. You don't do it out of disrespect for the Sangha, you don't do it out to show off like that, or for whatever it's called. So then everybody knows that, because you feel cold, okay. They will give the permission. After you get the permission, you don't have monks looking at you. Finish. That is achara and so forth, it's called you do it something out of ordinary, you better ask permission. But they can cover myself because too cold. Then what is the, you should not have shame about that. You should have shame about without asking permission. If you ask permission, you should not have shame about that. So then in that case, now you are free of any blame. Other monks who don't misunderstand you, they know, okay, you took permission, that means you are respect the other senior monks who are around.
这是一种正行，就是说你因为你在用一种非动性上的方式穿衣，然后呢，下一步可能没有用这种方式穿衣，然后如果你不深入上过去修一会儿的话，那个其他人可能异样眼光看你，这个人是不是有什么病啊？然后就这种方式穿衣，这样你如果你这个今天修一会儿呢，就会基本上就是这种疑惑，然后呢就也没有也就不会有人因此去责备你。
我不知道我的疑惑。班尼解释不是我的问题，我的问题是不是像祭坛这样跟旁边的班尼说一下就可以了？
旁边班尼那个是我那个是你上座是可以。
他前面解释从头到尾没说过这句话。
对，他后来说了，他后来说就是你的那个是那个，他说
就跟那前面一模一样，就跟上座不要跟讲法的人说就可以了。
对。
如果是冷，是这样，他也没有像他这样批，他就这样批，这样算
要什么虚空？
需要虚空。
So he's asking that during the Dhamma talk, if he suddenly wears his robe in this way, can you see wear this way? Is it necessary to ask for permission from a senior monk?
Simple thing, no, because you don't have something. Now this one, it is like you bring a different robe, you are completely wrapped. You look like, that's called Eskimo like that. But this is just a symbol. If you want to cover, you should. You can cover it, okay? Like that, symbol. Or maybe you put it like that. You can cover your sutta like that. These are simple things. You don't change your shape, doesn't change much. But this way, you look like Eskimo. Cover like that, and so on. Then everybody, what is wrong with you?
他说那个他这方面是一个很简单的改变，就是他那个一下没干，但是像你这种是非常像爱斯基摩人一样，所以像你这个方式，他不需要修，但你需要修。
上大地有种那个批法，下面是边缘的，也是像这种，不是正规的皈依方式，下面是边缘的，可不可以？
跟下面是不是边缘没什么关系。
一定要像穿袈裟一样的饭。
不是，就是他说你的整个形状改变，然后你因为他没有性加一而已，然后你性加一而已。
不是，反正你我说就是说，我出去
啊、哦，出去
走的时候
啊、
哦，我是像那个全皮，但不像全皮，不像外面像，就类似这种呀，就是这三个地里面下面可以跟那个袈裟一样变圆，我像大毯子一样的
啊、
哦，这样披一下。这样的可以
啊，
在外面走，在下面也是变圆的。
So he's asking that if he's working he's working outside the building. He's working outside the building. He's wearing his sangati like this. And suppose his lower remix aura. Then is it allowed to wear like this outside the building?
Please place your car now. Inside you could, you can, and around your kuti up to Hattapasana, around you could, you wear it. But it's not Parimandala.
No, he's asking if this is Parimandala, is it allowed?
If it is Parimandala?
Yes.
So then, if it is Parimandala, it's okay, it's allowed.
There
is a way how to wear Parimandala.
就是如果那个讲法的那个法师啊，他自己也是拿一个桑拿地或者毯子，然后怎么披？
对
呀、
啊，
就是国内就都这样。
都是这样，所以我问这个问题。
法师他自己，马英道尊者他自己也是这样。如果看到这种情况，我是不是不用求许可，直接披了？
就是呢，他我就是什么，他自己也是披了毯子。
对，就是这种类似这种样子。
So he's asking that during a Dhamma talk.If the Dhamma preacher himself is wearing a black shirt like this, then for the audience, it's not necessary to ask permission to wear his black shirt like this. No.
Yes.
No. No.
No. No.
Time passed now. Many questions.
然后不是先开始是这样，先开始这样躺着，先开始这样，那么大家的那个，然后南无大萨念完了以后，然后就成这样。
哦，我知道了，毯子绝对比三盖地实用，毯子不需要，什么都不需要，你只要披就可以了。
Okay, now, that's good.You can put this light even if it's because there's
no
space.
No light.
You can go that side because there are many places here.
Yes.
手机录音可以停
哦，对，关掉。